Hey, realtors and aspiring realtors. What if you could pick the brain of one of the country's top young realtors, one who sold almost $18 million worth of homes in Southwest Florida last year? We did, and we invite you to hear her best tips for new realtors. Her name is Samantha Marker. She's just 26 years old, and she's definitely doing something right. Find out what that is beginning right now.
You're listening to The Royal Palmcast, the show about all things real estate. From the production studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in Fort Myers, Florida, here's your host, Jim Sandville.
Welcome to The Royal Palmcast. I am indeed your host, Jim Sandville, coming to you from the studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in beautiful, sunny, delightful Southwest Florida. We love living here. Jerry Johnson, how are you?
Hey, Jim. I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
Good. You love living here too, right?
It's beautiful and sunny.
It is.
I love living here. Yes.
It is a great place to live. It is a great place. Hey, this is the show where we talk about real estate. We talk about every aspect of it. If you are a realtor, we talk about things that you want and need to know about. Or if you're a home buyer or home seller, you will definitely find some things of interest covered on this podcast. So we appreciate your finding us. And we'd appreciate it, too, if you'd pass it on to friends who you know may be looking into buying or selling a home. Or if you have a realtor friend, let them know. And we will organically grow this podcast the best we can. Right, Jerry?
That's right. Share.
Yeah, we're catching on. We've got listeners, all over the country, or in fact, around the world, as we've talked about before. Do you know how many cities this show is downloaded in?
How many are we in now?
Make a guess.
30 cities.
How about 234 cities?
Whoa!
Yeah. Outside of Southwest Florida, do you know what city loves us best?
Somewhere in Canada.
It's a tie, virtual tie between Dallas, Texas and Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, wow.
Yeah, yeah, we know you're listening up there.
J.R. Ewing, yeah.
Yeah, as we call those places up north.
So from here, of course.
From here.
Yeah. So that gives everybody a reason to listen and share.
Yeah.
If they like it, people around here must love it.
Pass it on to a friend. Let them know that we're around. And if they don't know what a podcast is, be a good friend and let them know. Because, you know, sometimes when we call guests and I get, what is a podcast? But if you're listening, you know what it is. It's radio on demand is the way I describe it.
Mm-hmm, so exactly.
Same kind of thing. Hey, enough about that. I want to talk to you about our guest. She is a very special one. Her name, and I'm going to welcome her right now, is Samantha Marker. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Samantha.
Welcome back.
Samantha's been on our show before. You may remember her from the episode where we talked about her recent achievement, having achieved being named to the class of 2020 for 30 under 30 from the National Association of Realtors. She is one of 30 realtors in the United States who are members of this class of 2020. She is 30 under 30 means under age 30, and she is one of 30. More than 400 people applied for that distinction, and Samantha, we are very proud to say, was a recipient. So once again, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much.
Kudos.
Yeah, that is very, very cool. Have you seen an increase in your business as a result of that?
I have, slightly.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep.
As if you need any more business, right? Yeah. Although, you're going to be building a team soon, right?
I am, yes. So anyone looking to join a team, give me a call.
All right.
Yeah, you'll be the captain of that team. Captain Samantha, and you're going to do a great job as always, I'm sure. Now, you're a realtor with Mylof Aubuchon Realty Group in Cape Coral, right?
Correct, yes.
And you've been with them for how long, Samantha?
Going on 3 years.
3 years, okay. Mm-hmm. And you've been in real estate altogether for what?
3 years.
Years with them. Here in Florida for 6 years, though, happen to know from the last show. I remember that.
Yes.
All that time ago.
That's a great memory, Jim.
It is.
Wow.
You know, and people say my memory's shot. I don't know.
It's sharp.
Or where I'm from, up in Maine, we say chap.
Yeah.
Wicked chap.
I'm sure you do up
there. Gee, some chap. So in any event, enough of that. I want to talk to Samantha today about her insights. I want to extract from her the wisdom that even in her brief life of 26 years, right? 26 years. Yeah, and already a shining star in real estate. So she is doing something right. And one of them I know is hard work, because she gets out there, gets it done, works every single weekend. And it's not always as glamorous as people think, right?
Nope. It's a roller coaster, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's got to be gratifying.
Yes. Yeah. Love meeting families, helping them from start to finish.
Yeah. Have you had any deals that we're in a very hot market right now? It's tough to get a listing. There are more people looking for houses than there are houses for sale, and that's expected to continue for some time. So you must have had a couple of disappointments in there where the deal kind of you lost out to an all-cash bidder or something.
Yes. I have FHA buyer right now that we put in several offers for. And I've had to make those phone calls where we're getting beat out by cash.
Yeah.
But we just keep going. We keep plugging away.
Cash is going to win every time, right?
Nowadays, yes. Yep.
And even homeowners are taking multiple cash offers, right?
Yes, and putting them up against each other.
Wow. So it's a tough world if you're a buyer. It's a seller's market for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll say that. But Samantha is making deals happen. You made nearly $18 million in sales last year.
Yes, yep.
That's a lot of houses. How many houses did you sell?
Almost, 55.
55 in 1 year.
Whoa. Yep.
Wow. I know realtors and good ones who are selling just a handful a year. For one reason, it's been so tough in 2020 and into 21.
Yes, I was very busy last year. Very busy.
So how are you succeeding where others are not as fortunate?
I'm just getting out there, meeting people, showing my services that I'm available. I'm on social media, Instagram, Facebook, anything that's out there. I'm putting my face out there and showing that I'm going to be there to help them.
What's been the most effective medium for you in terms of getting new business?
So far, it's open houses, and then social media-wise platforms, I would have to say Facebook.
Facebook? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the 800-pound gorilla for sure. Yep. Yeah. Now, is there activity or real estate activity promotion and education going on in other platforms like TikTok, for example? Is that used at all for real estate?
Yes, TikTok. Clubhouse is a really new hot one where you can join the meeting and listen to other agents or collaborate and learn things from them.
It's by invitation only, though, right?
It is. Yeah, yes. I have invitations
really?
To give out.
Because I would love an invitation to Clubhouse. Wow. I was going to put out the call on my social media, but I just closed the deal right there.
Wow. I might have a couple others. So.
We'll talk. That's very cool. How about Discourse? You familiar with that?
I'm not. No.
Yeah, there's a lot of new stuff out there. But Facebook is the place where everybody is. Right?
Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you find that the Instagram is a different crowd from Facebook, maybe younger?
So I originally thought that, actually.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that the older clientele is on Instagram. They're not as active with commenting and liking, but they are there. They're there watching and observing what you're putting out.
Now, do you prefer stories or posts on Instagram?
I prefer posts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why?
I like to put in that lengthy caption and hashtags. Stories, I kind of dabble in that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I could go on and on and on about social media, and that's a whole other topic. But I asked you before the show, before you came in today, to kind of gather your thoughts around your top tips. And you say you've compiled 5 tips that you're willing to share with others, your secrets to success?
Yes, I've got 5 of them.
You're very generous. Very generous, Samantha. I can't wait to hear them. So without any further delay, let's jump into your 5 top tips. Now, do you want to do it like we'll count down to the top 1? Does that work for you?
I think they're all very important. So
All right. Well, we won't say that this is in order of importance, but rather just to establish a little bit of drama here, because that's what we do. We're going to hype it up. Right, Jerry?
That's right. We're very dramatic.
Jerry's probably going to put in some sound effects to help us hype it up.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Drum roll.
Yeah. Well, that'll
right.
be good.
A drum roll. That's a classic. That's a classic.
Top
all right.
5 tips.
Samantha Marker, please give me your first tip for new realtors, old realtors, anybody who is realtoring.
Especially new ones. I want to pinpoint research. Research the market before you get in. Right as you get your license, get online. Search brokerages. Search the market. Look on Zillow, Realtor.com. Anything you can do, just do it. So go out there. Stop by farmers markets. Any events, networking events. Just get in front of people. Ask questions. That's something that I wish I would have done. Is to be more informative when I was getting into the industry.
Mm. So if you have one client who's thoroughly researched the market conditions and the area, and another client who comes in kind of clueless and doesn't really know anything about the area or the market, what's it like dealing with those two different clients? Tell me.
Well, since I've been in real estate for 3 years now, when I work with someone that is familiar with the market or the industry or the area, I have a better understanding that I can communicate and connect with them. Mm-hmm. If it's someone else that's not used to things, a first-time home buyer or an out-of-state buyer, we sit down and have a buyer consultation.
Mm-hmm.
So I really get to be able to share my knowledge of the area and the market with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you're referring to realtors doing their research. Do you find that that's not always the case? Do you occasionally work with people who haven't gotten things buttoned up?
Yeah, there's a couple out there, but
really?
I'm here to help. You know, so if you want a little help, permits, you know, going out and showing properties, be prepared. Have all of your paperwork set out. Permits. Go on and check assessments. Just become very, very knowledgeable of what you're doing and what you're selling.
Mm. So that's obviously played a key role in your success, all that research.
Yes, I've had, for instance, I've met with buyers for the first time, and they're like, wow, you're so prepared. You have everything. You have your a buyer package for me. You know, what happens when we're under contract? I have that. What happens when we purchase our home? You know, you have your utilities set up for them. You know, just I have all those steps and checklists in place, and people really appreciate that to know that they're working with a professional.
Very impressive. I have a sudden urge to buy a house from you.
Let's go.
Wow.
But you can have the money.
Multiple cash offers.
Break on
I
mine.
Don't know. But no, you're clearly buttoned up, and I'm sure all of your clients appreciate that. That's good stuff. What's your next tip, Samantha?
Be organized when you get into the business. Organization is key. My email, I have a file for every person, everything. So my personal, I have a file for that. For a buyer, say if their name was Mark, I have a file for them. All my email correspondence with them, anything that refers to them or lenders, anything that has to do with them goes in that file. I keep all of my emails. I copy myself on every single email. So I am always going to have that. So if someone says I don't have something or didn't send them something, you have a record. Just organization, because once you get super busy, you have to have that there set in place to grow yourself and your team and business.
Mm-hmm. Is this something that was instilled in you by a mentor? Or?
Yes. Yes. My mentor, that's what she does.
What's her name?
Tiffany Packard.
Tiffany Packard. Shout out to Tiffany.
Yep, at Mile Off Avachon. So yeah. She has files, prints everything out, keep it in your app files, hard copy, in a virtual copy.
Now, are you getting down to a detail level where you're capturing birth dates and names of children, of clients, and that kind of thing? And
yes, if someone's willing to share that with me, I will keep that.
Mm-hmm.
I send out home anniversaries, wedding anniversary cards, Christmas cards, birthday cards. I'm always trying to touch my past clients.
Mm. Yeah, one thing, I used to be in the customer service industry from a consulting perspective, and one thing that we listened for when we would monitor calls is when a customer would make a disclosure, a personal disclosure, mm-hmm. to an agent at a particular company, and if the agent didn't respond to that and, you know, express the appropriate gratitude that they received that information, then that could really help move the transaction along and build a relationship.
Yes, yes. I'm all about building relationships. It's this business is a referral business.
Yeah.
Treat people how you want to be treated.
I don't even recall where, but I went to a store once where I had wanted to go for many years, and I made a long trip to go there. when I arrived, I said, well, this is it. I'm really excited to be here shopping at your store because I've been wanting to come here. It's well known. And the clerk behind the register said, that'll be $12.09, please. Okay, not even an acknowledgement.
Yeah, that's not a good experience.
Yeah, so I didn't shop there again.
You sound like me.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
I would do.
Yep.
Yeah, I hear she shops a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the last show, as I recall, you were talking about buying a lot of clothes. You still buying a lot of clothes?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I have a problem. My husband is, we need to go to counseling for that probably.
Well, no. Do you have a lot of closets in your house?
Yes, we actually just sold it, though.
Oh, you're looking for a new house?
I just got a new house. Yeah, right here. No,
you got a new house? You're still in Cape Coral, right?
Yes, still in Cape Coral. We moved over off of Pelican to be on the water.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, and you're a boater, I know.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, out there on the canals and in the Gulf of Mexico, the Caloosahatchee River. Same place as Jerry hangs out on the weekends, right?
When I can.
Yeah. No, boat is a great place for boating, obviously. All right. So, number one, research. Number two, be organized. What's your number three tip?
Take every opportunity that you can. So, when you get into the business, go to open houses, shadow other agents that are willing to share with you. Do farmers markets, cold calling.
What do you mean, do farmers markets?
Have a booth there. Host. Just show that you're there in front of people.
Have some presence.
Yes,
where
presence.
The public can interact with you.
Provide maps or just any kind of comparative market analysis for free for people. Build that relationship. That's what it's all about. Shadow showing appointments with agents. Shadow listing appointments. Really get in there and learn from people to see how they do things.
Now, what are some of the things that you've learned recently or long ago, the last 3 years from shadowing others? What have you learned?
I've learned little techniques on how they speak to customers when they're sitting down and talking to them, how they deliver their price point, where they're wanting to price a property, things of that nature.
All right. Well, I am going to take a very quick break here, Samantha. I'm sorry to interrupt your train of thought, but we are going to come right back after this very brief message.
Hi, I'm Caroline Boland, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Hi, I'm Josh Cadillac, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Hi, I'm Michelle Prox-Foose with Goodwill Industries of Southwest Florida, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
You buy insurance for your car and for your home. Why not for your business? Hi, I'm Kevin Besser, your Director of Public Policy. RPAC is the political arm of the Realtor Association, advocating for realtors and issues important for homeowners. In other words, insurance for your business. We need your help and support to protect your business and the rights of property owners. All it takes is $20 to insure your business and to protect the rights of homeowners. For more information or how to invest, please contact me at kevin@rpcra.org.
In these challenging times, the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association continues to adapt, providing evolving resources and education for our members. We're here to serve our members with comprehensive, new, innovative, and alternative platforms. Through member engagement, community involvement, and ongoing advocacy for property rights, we're committed to empowering realtors with superior service and advancing support for our fellow neighbors. In Southwest Florida, RPCRA is your association.
Welcome back to the Royal Palmcast. I'm Jim Sandville, along with Jerry Johnson.
Hello.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi.
And we are here also with our very special guest. We are honored to have her here in the studio today. She is a woman of some note on a national level. Her name is Samantha Marker. Samantha, welcome back from the break.
Glad to be back from the break.
Yeah, did you have a good one? Was that a nice break?
Yeah.
Awesome, yeah.
Talking about manatees.
Yeah, we all went out to lunch, didn't we?
I thought she probably was supposed to bring us back some pizza or something.
Well, that's, we haven't.
Next time.
All right, next time.
Next time is correct, yeah, and then I'll buy a house from you. Now, Samantha she did about almost $18 million in real estate sales last year from her office at Mile Off Aubuchon in Cape Coral. And she is getting the job done and was appropriately honored by the National Association of Realtors by being named one of 30 realtors under age 30 to be successful in their markets and on a national level as well. So, Samantha, congratulations once again on that. I think that's so cool.
Thank you. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. So do you get a plaque or a trophy? What do you get when you're one of 30 under 30?
They send you some goodies in the mail. You're featured in the magazine, which is the June edition. So make sure you flip to that page. I don't know what page it is, but check out my answers to the questions that they ask and then the other honorees as well.
So that's Realtor Magazine, right?
Yes.
The NAR mm-hmm. magazine for realtors. Very cool. And it'll be on their website as well, I'm
yep.
sure. So even if you're not a realtor, you can check it out there. All right. Samantha is kind enough to give us some of her best tips for success in real estate. And hopefully for you, if you're paying attention to them, it will equate to the same kind of success that Samantha has enjoyed here in Southwest Florida. But these are all ideas that will work just about anywhere, right?
Absolutely.
All
yes.
right. So without any further delay, we are up to number three. We've done three tips. Do your research, be organized, and take every opportunity you can to learn about real estate.
Yes, and I actually want to touch on that last one a little bit. I think it's very important to get involved with your local association. When I first started, I took all the classes I could possible to learn as much as I could. Appraisals, I think it's called the Maze to Appraisals, the MLS Tricks and Tips class. I also, you might see me every 6 weeks it is, I help teach the listing contract class in Cape Coral at the Royal Palm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. I didn't even realize you were teaching classes over there. We were in the office, the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association office in Fort Myers, the main office, but we also have an office in Cape Coral. It's actually right across the parking lot from Myloff Aubuchon.
Yes, very convenient.
Yeah, it's a great spot. If you're visiting the area, check out the farmer's market that's held on Saturday. Is that every Saturday?
Right now, yes.
Right now,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of cool stuff there. It's a great spot. Downtown Cape Coral, Cape Coral Parkway, 47th Street Terrace is a really cool vibe kind of
yes.
an area.
They just redid it. It's amazing. The pavers, the lighting.
Yeah.
They have kiosks now lining the sidewalks there.
It's very cool. And your favorite restaurant's over there too, right?
Yes, Cork Soakers.
Cork Soakers. All right, shout out to them. Actually, on the last show, you mentioned that's the place where you tend to bring out-of-town guests, right?
Yes, yeah. They love it.
Yeah, very cool. All right, so getting back to your tips, Samantha, what is your number two tip for new realtors or any realtors?
My number two is make sure your sphere knows you're in real estate. I think this is something a lot of people do not do. They don't call their family, friends enough and let them know because they're your biggest asset. They're going to share that you're in real estate and give your information to others. And it's like it's a tree, it's a branching system. So the more you tell people, the more business you're going to be able to get and the more people you're going to be able to help.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Let everyone know. And it doesn't have to be a hard sales call by any means. It can be just a quick phone call saying,
yeah.
What do you say?
You know, hi, Grandma Deanne. You know, how are you? How are things going? You know, recently I just got into real estate here in Cape Coral. How's, you know, South Dakota? You know, just kind of touch on, just put it in there a little bit. You know, don't elaborate too much where it's overwhelming. You don't want to be a salesman. So just let them know. Just make sure they have it in their ear there.
So if they happen to know someone, a neighbor, friend, acquaintance, who is looking for a house, wants to move to a sunny, warm paradise kind of place.
Absolutely.
Your then name comes
hopefully
up.
Hopefully my name comes up.
Yeah, that's awesome. And have you indeed heard from such folks?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. A lot of my Indiana family and friends have reached out to me.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, I've heard that from others, as you wouldn't be surprised to know. And the people who say that are the ones who are most successful in this market. So
yes.
That proves that your theory is correct.
It works.
You got to let them know. You got to let them know. What now? This is the big drum roll section, Jerry. Do we have the drum roll ready?
Yeah, there was.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Yeah, did we pay extra for that?
We sure did.
Nice.
Big bucks.
Yeah. Okay.
We saved up for that one. We get one sound effect a year.
This is where we reveal your number one tip. Now, as Samantha pointed out previously, that these are not necessarily in order of importance, but just for our purposes here, because we like to put on a show. This is your number one tip. Please tell us your number one tip.
Find a mentor. Please. That's my number one tip. Just go out there and ask someone at your office if they are willing to help you. You know, sit down with them, have a conversation, set your goals out in front of them. Someone that's seasoned, someone that's been experienced and knows the start to finish the transaction, because you're going to run into a lot of issues. I mean, I've done it. I've only been in this for almost 3 years. I've had sellers, you know, go under contract and say, I don't want to sell anymore. So they want to pay the buyer $60,000 to not have to sell their home. I've had an inspection where the ceiling just leaks. There's lights, you know, there's a tub upstairs and it's leaking downstairs. You know, you're going to run into so many issues. Being with a mentor, you're going to learn how to handle those and how to overcome them, so you're not losing a deal and you're being able to help all parties get to the finish line, because that's what's most important, and we're here to help everyone.
Really? So tell me, what have you been saved from committing mistakes by a mentor?
Yes. I was with my mentor for a couple months, and I was able to watch her go through some issues, you know, with clients and things of that nature, and be able to overcome them, and how she held her own and was able to communicate to all parties to ensure, you know, she was able to help them overcome that. So that's what I took from that, took from her, and utilized it in my own way. And it's really helped my business.
Huh. All right. Talk a little bit about the process of what mentorship looks like. It's not a formal program. It's what is mentorship?
No, it's like? Just go to your brokerage and ask your broker or, you know, office manager if there's anyone that's willing to be a mentor. Or if you look up to someone at your brokerage, go and ask them. I'm sure they're going to say, yes, I'd be more than happy to. And then they're just going to take you along with them to things. They're going to sit down with you at the computer. You're going to be able to view what they're doing, and just going to get a sense of how they do their business, which you can tweak into your own business model.
All right. Are you mentoring anyone else now? Now that you're a 30 under 30, you've got some cred, right?
Well, my husband, I taught him everything he knows.
Really? If he were here, would he agree with that?
Yes, he would.
He would?
He's a nice guy.
He better.
Yeah. She's happy like wife, happy life.
Yeah. And how long have you been married?
3 years.
3 years. Wow. Yeah. A big pivoting moment in your life 3 years ago,
yep,
huh?
Exactly.
Everything changed. And your husband's in real estate as well, right?
Yes. He was in commercial real estate, and then he joined me with residential real estate.
Mm-hmm. And he's an attorney as well?
Yes.
Ah, yep. Very cool. Do you have any other family members who sell real estate or are involved?
My mother is looking to get her license.
Ah, so, based on your success, no
yes,
doubt.
Yes.
Is she down here or up north?
She is. She's here in Cape Coral.
Oh, competition, well, huh?
Yeah.
Are you going to mentor your mom?
I don't know. She's a tough cookie.
Really? Wow. Had to bring in the big guns to mentor her.
We could bring her in as a guest, too, because there she'd be go. Part of our association, of course.
Yeah, mother-daughter realtors. And your father-in-law is in the business.
Yes, yes, Raymond. He is also a boat captain. So we're actually looking to start a monthly boating club where you go out and go through the canals and look at real estate by boat.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I'm all in on that concept. Yeah. That's very cool. Very cool.
So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Samantha, the last time you were on our show, you may remember you did something called Lightning Round. We're not going to do that here but I would encourage, if you're listening out there, go back to the episode, Samantha's first episode, where we talk about her journey to 30 under 30. And I think you'll find it's well worth listening to it. She talks, and I won't reveal it here. You're going to listen to that episode. She reveals her number one restaurant for bringing out of town clients to. although I think we revealed it already this show.
They well, recurred.
This is a test for listeners. Yeah. How close you're listening.
It's a hunt.
Yeah. Hey, Samantha, anything else though that we didn't cover that you think is really important for beginning realtors to know about? I also want to know, is it different? What about it is different from what you expected? What were the surprises about this occupation? I never realized realtors...
Not being prepared enough to go into the industry. I wish I would have, before I decided to get into real estate, I wish I would have met with someone to have got kind of get an understanding of their day-to-day life
of a realtor. Estate.
Yes.
Yeah, and maybe shadowed them for a day or two.
Exactly, yes.
Or listen to the Royal Palmcast every single episode.
Yeah.
Give you a good overall perspective.
That is true. Super good idea. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That needs to be on the DBPR.
That's right.
You know, or we when you go take your NAR course.
For you out-of-state listeners, DBPR is the Department of Business and Professional Regulation here in the state of Florida. Every single realtor knows who DBPR is. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Hey, Samantha, thanks so much. I know you're a very, very busy woman. I appreciate your taking time to come visit with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. And
I appreciate it.
How can folks get in touch with you?
You can go to our company website. You can call me on my cell phone. Look me up on social media. I'm always here to help if you're looking to join a team, anything like that nature. My checklist for business, I'm here to share everything I have with you.
Very cool. And what's the name of your agency again? Please spell it.
I am with Miloff Aubuchon Realty, M-I-L-O-F-F, Aubuchon, A-U-B-U-C-H-O-N.
.com.
Realty.com.
Realty.com. All right.
Yep.
Miloff Aubuchon Realty.com. All right.
That's
and
it.
What's your cell phone number?
239-849-7953.
7953. Very cool. All right. So, folks, if you want to take advantage of the largesse that our guest is offering, get her checklist and establish a friendship, relationship, mentorship. Who knows? Who
Absolutely.
Knows? Buy a house, sell a house.
Always happy to grab a coffee and chat with you.
It all works. It all works. And come see us here in Cape Coral in Fort Myers, Florida. You will love it here. All of Southwest Florida is beautiful, right, Jerry?
It's beautiful and sunny.
We love it. We love it, love it, love it.
We live in paradise.
We certainly do.
Hey, Jerry, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to come to your job. I mean, for running the board.
Oh, hey, yeah, it's always my pleasure.
Yeah, Jerry's the boss. I better watch that stuff, right?
<Uh-oh>.
I got to be careful. All right, and I also want to thank Beata Jones. Beata is our CEO. We think she is a treasure. She does a great job supporting us, and we really, really benefit from that and her mentorship because that really sets the mood for the entire association. Good stuff there. And thanks, everybody on the staff. You all are wonderful to work with. And if you want to get in touch with us here at the Royal Podcast, you can do so by sending an email to shows@rpcra.org. That's shows@rpcra.org. We'd love to hear from you. And once again, my name is Jim Sandville, and we will look forward to talking with you again next time.
Thanks for listening to the Royal Palmcast. Be sure to listen again each week. Share and subscribe on your favorite podcast app or YouTube. And be sure to check out our sister podcast, Realtor Riff Rap, and our video news show, Realtor's Corner, which can be found on the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association Facebook page and YouTube channel. For information about sponsorship opportunities for this and other RPCRA productions, email us at shows@rpcra.org. This has been a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association.